Now, to continue, there have been several sub-points lurking just beneath the surface throughout the course, points that I feel have a special significance in developing one's method of dealing with the world. One of them is the respect for honesty. Honesty is the best policy, is a meaningless cliche, if only because it has no meat in it and it falls off of everybody's back so rapidly that what's the use of even saying it? It's been uttered over and over again by people who certainly don't believe it, so what's the point? Being honest starts with being honest with oneself. You can't really be honest with anyone until you even know what you believe. And so, of course, this is why you have to formulate a code of conduct that is in keeping with your nature. When you act from a code that someone else has formulated, you are being dishonest with others. You're acting in a way that is inconsistent with your own nature, and that means you will sooner or later violate this pattern, and your inconsistency will most likely react upon you in some way at that time. So, of course, it's in your self-interest to determine the nature of yourself at the earliest possible moment. But once having recognized that, then be what you are. We've covered this before. Remember the silver rule. If you give in to the mob and act in a way that is different from what you truly are, you're not going to be attracting those individuals that you've been looking for so long. Be the kind of person you want to associate with, and you will attract that person to yourself. But the other side of this question of honesty is to be honest with others, too, at all times. And just like being honest with yourself, being honest with others is a trait that requires practice, continual practice. It can't be accomplished by a simple resolution that I will be honest with others from now on, because it is very, very easy to be dishonest in a multitude of little ways. You have to make up your mind once and for all that you're not going to kid anybody about anything, and that you will accept the consequences of being too blunt and too honest before you would accept the consequences of lying. Then you can go to work to be diplomatic in your bluntness if you think it's necessary. But there are two very bad consequences that come from being dishonest in order to try to be nice to someone else. Both, it seems to me, would far outweigh any short-term gain that would be the temptation for lying at any time. The two bad consequences are that, number one, it solidifies imperfection, and number two, destroys credibility. In the first place, whatever it is you're lying about must be something that is less than perfect. And how is it going to improve if you won't even acknowledge its present state of imperfection? If you tell your husband that he makes love beautifully when he really doesn't, how do you presume that a miracle is ever going to happen and he is suddenly going to become a great lover? You have taken away from him every incentive to ever do so. He has a vested interest in not changing, thanks to your sweet nothings. And they really are. Whatever the consequences of all your past lies, they are not as bad as the consequences of continuing the sham from this point onward. So to bring it to a halt now and say, I'm sorry for my mistakes because they've gotten us into this rut, so let's see if we can get out of it. At least this gives you the hope of a meaningful relationship. Your present course of action, though, is completely hopeless as long as you perpetuate the lie. But isn't that going to hurt him? Well, yes, it might. But he's probably going to be hurt in 60 other small ways during the next month, too. And you're not going to be able to prevent those, so don't make it your responsibility to see that he isn't hurt by anything in this world. So why are you holding out so hard to prevent this one small hurt that could lead to so many good things? It's nothing compared to the new happiness he'll feel when you finally get the problem ironed out, because it's less than it could be for him right now, too. If he was smart enough for you to marry him, he's probably smart enough to know that something is wrong despite all of your efforts to cover it up. So why make him continue to suffer under the guise of protecting him? And this can happen in any area of your life where you are trying to protect someone else. There is always an uneasiness connected with it simply by the fact that you're not being completely natural. You can't be completely natural until you are completely yourself in that situation. And this uneasiness is going to transfer in some way to the relationship, and the other individual is simply acting in the dark. Doesn't matter what it may be that you're hiding, what the nature of what you're hiding may be, it is going to have bad consequences. At one time, I was keeping company with a young lady who, it seemed to me, was my perfect match. Only one small problem developed, which I couldn't understand. Every once in a while,